It's finale night for Project Runway All-Star Season 6, and we're breaking down the looks for you guys one last time. We've got a full panel in the house, so sit tight.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Finale night.
Finale.
Let's say it again. Finale night.
Finale night.
Oh my God. It's been a long road here, but we finally got down to the final episode number 13, Woo! Project Runway Season 6, entitled Making Fashion History.
Yes.
Pretty cool panel tonight. Got everyone here.
Mm-hmm. Got the crew.
I know. Mm-hmm. Really exciting.
This is all we need.
Well, Michelle.
Yeah.
How's your week going?
Good.
What about you, Dan?
My week's going good because I've been hashtag so depressed because the last 2 weeks I have been MIA working so hard for the dollar, so it feels so good to be back home.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about you, Maite? You having a good week?
Yeah, I'm having a good week. And I'm glad to end it today because I don't have work tomorrow.
Oh, nice. So you're going to be having a margarita tonight with us.
Yes, I'm sure. Maybe one or two. Three, four. I don't know.
Well, I'm Michael Shirley. We've got Michelle Ubres, Dan Babick, and Maite Carrillo on the panel tonight, our OG panel. And it was so cool to see that the designers got an extra little helping hand this week, because I wasn't really sure how they were going to do it. We got to see that Stanley got Amanda, Fabio got Helen, and Anthony got Candace. Did you guys have any, like, initial thoughts when you saw those pairings? Like, oh, this is not... What about you? What do you think?
When I saw Anthony and Candace, I was like, okay, I can see this work. But then, as I was mentioning to you guys, Candace was throwing a little bit of shade and complaining to others about certain things that Anthony was doing. And that's where I was like, wait a minute, whose team are you on? Like, are you against Anthony or are you for him? Like, she was the only one complaining. Everybody else was literally working.
They're like so happy.
I think she was just frustrated though, because she's like trying to help him and he's so slow, and he's like, she's like trying to tell him like, you have to do this
collection.
Yeah, but like, she also wants him to get finished.
Well, you guys know what I think. I think because she got cut, she knew this was her last time for camera time.
Oh, yeah, that too.
And she was milking it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think Candace has got a bit of an energy about her, because when Candace walks in, I look into the room. Do you know what I mean?
You want to be her new bestie.
She's a star. And I was like, a lot of the time with designers...
Oh, she's talented.
She is.
For sure.
No, but not, like, even my personality-wise, because a lot of the time the designers are a bit more like Stanley, a bit more conservative and not so out there. They're not the star. They want to be more behind the scenes and create the, you know? But she's the one that's like, she needs her own reality show. I want to drink with her.
I don't know if I go quite that far.
I think she's got the light. So, bing, bing, bing. We need to watch out for her.
Candace takes Oakland.
Yes.
Exciting show. Yeah. When I first saw Stanley's, the color choices, I loved them. Like,
really?
Just really, really loved them. They were like these nice tones that you could see Americans buying. Like, I found the colors to be very, like, appealing. Safe, very flattering.
Very drab.
Maybe. I think it did... Well, I don't want to say it saved him, but I thought it did work to his benefit that he put that peachy reddish color in.
Yeah, for sure.
You did really get this great Americana vibe from him, and I think that really... kind of set that off, but I was really hating Anthony's colors. Like, it was all just so cheap. It was like bright purple and blue and green and black. It's just like very like,
I don't think it was necessarily the colors, but I did not like that print.
I liked that. I think we're gonna disagree. I love that
fight
print
about this all show.
Yes, and I loved it. Yeah,
I think that's what prints are, though. You love them or you hate them.
You hate them, yeah, exactly. Yeah, there is, like, even Georgina, who I love, she hated it, but then Isaac loved it.
Yeah.
But I was interested by that, because I kind of thought it had a Beyonce vibe, the print. But it just wasn't executed well, and I wasn't a fan of the collection, but I actually saw something in that print. Yeah.
I was saying it was kind of like a space, like... space camo.
It definitely kind of looked like a weird 80s camouflage.
Yeah,
I think he could have just used that print on the last look, and that would have been kind of like a statement, as opposed to using it as well on the jumpsuit.
Yeah. I don't know.
He won, though, so obviously whatever he did worked. Yeah, he's a winner.
Anthony won, so it's really kind of hard to talk that way and about some aspects of the collection because I don't think any of us thought that he was going to win,
I definitely thought he was coming in third, yeah.
They didn't place them. They just said the winner.
They just said
They didn't this time, but they usually do, and I just, I thought he was definitely, like, out of the running.
Okay. I never thought in a million years he was going to win.
I thought he was going to win, but then I feel like this episode really changed my mind because I saw the progression of Stanley and how much he has evolved from even from like past seasons.
Yeah, it's incredible. All of a sudden, leaps and bounds.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, like you see this progression, just he keeps on getting better and better, and I'm like, oh my god, this guy is so talented. Like I want to see more.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my high hopes up for Stanley this episode, and I really wanted him to win, at least get like second place. Like some money, something, and they didn't.
Yeah, well, I wasn't a fan of anyone's collection, to be honest.
Oh.
And I just think, well, 5 days, you just can't do it. I get the vision, and I just think in 5 days, I don't even think if they look like they're happy for them, they're happy that they did that in 5 days, but I think if they're really.
Now they might not even like those.
Yeah, I think if they look back, they're like, wow, if they had more time, you know, and if they really could, you know, even spend a month working on it, then they would be a different kind of game. But I did think Fabio, I felt like he had it, to be honest, because I just felt he was the most innovative, he was the most unique, and there was one outfit that we all agreed on that he had that was just nailed it. And I thought I'm like, that spoke to me, and I'm like, that's what he was trying to do. So, yeah, I was surprised with the winner, but they were all on a similar level, but I did think Stanley played it too safe, and I just thought Anthony's was a bit messy with the execution, but I love the idea. So I would have given it to Fabio, but I was wrong, obviously, because the judges chose Anthony.
Yeah.
I was never really a huge fan of Fabio, but going into this, you know, I liked Stanley's colors. I didn't like Anthony's colors. Fabio, I was just kind of excited to see what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And might have let me down a little bit, but it was an interesting show.
What did you think about that yellow print that he used? Because I feel like that was a little bit different. It stood out a lot in his collection.
You mean like the solid yellow. I love that. Yeah, I did. So let's just get into the specifics of the episode. The designers got actually a surprise little trip to Mood with 30 minutes and $250.
Thank God.
I know. They're probably like, well, no. Yeah, because they had only been given enough or bought enough fabrics for 6 looks, and they realized they had to have 7. We'll save this for Fabio. So the helpers helped them for, what was it, 3 days?
Mm-hmm.
3 days. And everyone, by the time the last day of the runway and when all the helpers left, like, everyone was virtually finished except for Anthony. And I wasn't sure if it was, like, them hamming that up because he was going to win or if it was, like, he was really not going to finish. Like, I was worried for him.
Or both.
Mm-hmm. We didn't get a sneak peek either of a lot of his looks.
You
didn't.
If
you notice, yeah.
I did. We got to see that huge shot of Fabio's looks. Mm-hmm. And we were all like, whoa. And you were like trying to pull out a camera.
I was.
Yeah.
Hold up. Wait a minute. I have to get this. Sorry. Olga in our live chat says Fabio's was frumpy. Just because it hasn't been done doesn't mean it should be done.
Ooh, I like that, Olga. Shame. Well, let's start breaking down the collections. Like, start with Stanley, should we?
Yes.
And go through it. Yeah, let's really get to the nitty-gritty.
We had guest judges tonight. Returning with Zach Posen.
My favorite!
And we got Catherine Zeta-Jones, which she brought a little fresh air to the runway tonight, didn't she?
Yeah, I actually
enjoyed
loved
having her.
Same.
Yeah, she was really fun.
She's very classy.
I think
I didn't mind her.
Maybe she should be the new Alyssa Milano.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about
just
Alyssa?
It out there. You love to talk about Alyssa. Yeah, before we get into it, what did you think about that?
I just love talking about it.
That little look. She had that green pyramid stud to present the runway.
No comment.
Beautiful.
I thought you wanted to talk about it. No. All right.
No, it's just funny because a lot of people in our live chat always have something to say about Alyssa's look.
Yeah.
But they haven't said anything. So if you guys are in our live chat, join in, chime in, and let us know what you guys think of Alyssa's look.
When it comes to Anthony's collections, I've got some Alyssa thoughts. But first collection we've got up is Stanley's, and it's like a total Americana vibe to it. When we went through the looks, I really loved the first one. I really loved the second one. This third one, I was just kind of like, why is it happening? Mm-hmm. Like,
was that the red dress?
Yeah.
I love
that was my favorite.
Yeah, Isaac Mizrahi liked it a lot,
but it's like just the most boring
too.
Dress I've ever seen in my life.
It is, but that's
it's
a, yes.
So, it's classy.
But it's a design competition, and there's no design.
I love that.
Ooh, I love that sassiness. No, I thought that was like, see, it was the only thing I liked, and yes, like, it was the only thing, I don't know, where he's, there's something regal about his designs, and that was the only thing that screamed regal to me, as well as the white coat with the belt studs, and I think I actually really liked the idea of the white coat with the belt studs, mm-hmm. and I just think if he had more time and had different materials, that could be an absolute standout piece.
Yeah.
But I did like the simplicity of, you know, just the red dress, the, you know, the first lady was very Michelle Obama, but I thought mm-hmm. that should be the worst of his collection, not the best.
Right.
Yes, yeah, so I actually liked it, but I thought that should be the one that doesn't stand, like, you know, the least favorite.
It didn't but it's very much have, like, a first lady, British princess kind of vibe to the collection. And for me, I had three looks in this collection I just loved. I loved the first two, and I loved the last one. So that was kind of how I gauged tonight what, like, pieces I just really loved. And he totally. Had the most pieces that I loved. He had three I liked. Whereas the others did have less in my book. But what, Maite, what was your favorite look for this collection?
I'd have to agree with you. I feel like there's just certain pieces that I could pick up from this. I do mm-hmm. like the first look, and I love the fact that he started with this look because it did make a statement.
It did. It went good with the last piece because it kind of mirrored it, you know, yeah. the colors.
Now, is that collar, is that detachable? Because it looked mm-hmm. a little bit off in the runway.
Yeah. We were talking about that when we had seen that seventh look last week, how the collar looked like it was on it, but tonight it was just kind of like hanging around her neck, like a necklace.
I agree.
And we did not like that at all.
I agree with Zach Posen when he said it looked costume-like, the last look.
That veil's kind of
The veil is, for sure.
It's like too much. Because it's like,
especially compared to he started with that piece. That was kind of like his inspiration piece, I think, for the mm-hmm. rest of. So, and then, but it didn't carry through the veil vibe. You know,
I might have
ditched a veil.
Stuck that. Is that a black dress? The fifth look, the one I wrote. Meh.
I think it's black and blue.
I think it's navy. It's navy.
Yeah, I would have either just ditched that little veil fascinator thing.
I'm disappointed. Yeah, to be honest, because I really believed in him, and I still do believe in him. And I thought, from day one, he's been my favorite. And I think that first piece, that jacket, shows us something that I think that shows of what he can do and what he could create. But I just think it falls a little flat. And I think it's a bit bland. And I just think it's not true to what he can really do.
Well, we saw that he had added some black, what would you call it, like a black... Under the seventh dress, the look from last week.
Yeah, it was there last week. Yeah.
There was black under there last week?
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, there was. The judges mentioned
it, too. I thought
it
was just all white.
Oh, I thought it was all white, too. Yeah.
Well, he didn't change his look very much, where some of the designers did, like Fabio, who we're coming up on now. He completely changed his final look and got rid of that bird pattern and put in the yellow, which he had...
He
required
got rid of the top,
it a mood, but I actually kind of wished that Fabio had done the pattern that had the bird on it instead of the yellow. Same. For that outfit.
I like the
bird. I mind the bird, yeah.
But I like the yellow a lot too.
Yeah, I liked it better than the yellow. It was just kind of weird for me. I did have one look in Stanley's or in Fabio's collection that I really did like. It was the third look, which we'll get to in a little bit.
We all had that. That was where we all came together, and we said that is the look. And mm-hmm. it was funny because I think all the judges agreed with that as well.
Yeah.
And I think even when Stanley
that's
asked,
the look right that was the one. Yeah. On this one for sure.
We were like, "What? Like, I love that look too.
I like that one as well. Yeah."
And I like the coat on this one, the white one.
That was so weird. It was
skirt.
Like
oh,
that's great.
Alien,
that was a weird.
Yes. Like alien udders. Like, it was so weird that was a
it's
fifth
the
look.
Back of the skirt, is Michelle. And not the skirt, the coat.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well,
it's so hard keeping up with all of these.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Well, my favorite, when I actually saw the, like, I almost look, like, I feel like my Judger collection, I know it's wrong. I almost look at it, I think because my mum was a buyer. So I learned everything I know about fashion from my mum. So I look at the collection attention from a buyer's standpoint.
Mm, yeah.
And as soon as I saw that skirt run down the runway, I'm like, I'm buying that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that skirt was really cool, and we really don't see stuff like that. It was kind of like overlaid, like a cheerleader skirt and pin tucked.
And then
not.
Tinkerbell, like the Tinkerbell vibe, I'd say with the bottom, the edging. I'm like, I really, as a buyer, I was like, I haven't seen that before, and I want that in my store.
It's so beautifully done.
But it's also easy to wear.
Mm-hmm. Here we've got his entire collection. And as you can see, that yellow outfit in the middle, we all just love that. The judges loved that. The sleeves were cool. The colors were cool. It looked like today. It looked like the future. It looked like the past, which I think he was kind of wanting it to look like it's all happening at the same time, which is kind of hard for the mind to grasp. That was the only one I really, really liked. I thought the fourth one, that jumpsuit that you like mine too, was like interesting.
I liked that.
I liked that jumpsuit.
And
it was
I
very
did
different.
Think, actually, I don't know. That I want to kind of like the sixth look that is like the black and the white, but
I just want that skirt. I think that skirt's got it. It's got the X factor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm fully loving that first look skirt, though. Like, every time I see it, I'm just like,
I hate it.
I hate it, too. But to me, it's like, if you're going to show a runway collection, I want to see, like, it's like art laid before me. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, I don't want to see necessarily something that I'm going to buy.
Yeah.
I mean, I do, but... Like, to me, it's more, like, about the presentation. Like, you go to a gourmet restaurant, you want to see your plate with the little girl. You know what I mean? And it's, like, to me, this was the fulfillment of that. It was artistic. And it's, like, none of these are particularly attractive as clothing to me. Like, most of them are not. But there's something so creative that draws you in about it.
He put on a show, and that's even with his I don't know what instrument that is, but he had his grandpa's
recording.
And I was like, I was really fascinated into the story. Yeah. So like it was different, and
it was a show.
Whereas the other ones, it wasn't a show. And I even thought like the second outfit, the top, I actually didn't mind, but it almost reminded me of like Dior makes Carnivella. Like,
that wasn't bad.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that was the thing I wanted to touch on from earlier about Fabio's collection. I love these, like, thick, like, scribble stripes that he's got going on. And he had another fabric that was virtually, like, the same thing, but tiny little pinstripes. Mm. And I just love, like, abstract stripes. And I really hated that he took that out of his collection, because I think it would have paired so well with the thick stripe, even together in an outfit.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I just don't know why he pulled that fabric. And the bird one, too. You could have had something fun on a jacket. That jacket, it could have had a really cool bird jacket.
I like the bird print, too.
I don't know. It's just something for me went wrong.
I think what Georgina said, too, that you could take a lot of these pieces and pair them more, like, street.
Normal stuff, yeah.
And I could totally see that, like, the little jacket with the shoulders, the striped one. Like, you could wear that with jeans, skinny jeans.
Yeah, I could see the first top.
Like, I love that top.
Yeah, like, high waist.
Yes.
It's just... All together, it looks like such a, like...
It makes it look kind of crafty.
Yeah.
It's very like noisy.
Crafty vibe to it.
Yeah, like, my mind keeps going...
It's like he's very artistic, so I feel like he needs someone to help him lay it all out. Because he can provide the foundation, but then
have someone to edit him.
To edit. Yeah, and then could you imagine how much more beautiful...
Amanda would have been a better partner for him rather than stupid... Oh, no, you hate it. What's her name?
No, I think Helen did a good job.
Helen's like, crazy, woo! But I feel like Amanda's was a bit more refined. Like, I felt she would have been better for him. Like, Amanda would have been, she's much more vogue, more clean cut.
She seemed like she liked working with Stan.
Yeah, she helped him a lot.
I think the thing for me mostly was, I mean, I do not care that the third one's, like, frumpy because it's just so cool. Mm-hmm. But the first skirt, it just kind of sets this uncomfortable, awkward, like, ill-fitting
tone.
Like, tone for me. Yeah. That it's like, am I not cool enough to get this? Like you know, like...
Questioning yourself.
Yeah. It's...
But the top is so cool.
I get what he was doing, but I just... I want to get all that, and it still look good on their bodies.
Yeah.
Max, sorry.
Go ahead.
Max on our live chat says, did not like Fabio's collection, but it was better than I expected. And at least it was better than Brandon Keys from the last season. Right. And then Olga says, the shoes were nice on their own, but they just highlighted the frumpiness of the silhouettes.
Oh, those elastic, mm-hmm. those little elastic things he was
orthopedic shoes.
Yeah. On the shoes. Yeah.
And then yeah, like weird. Taryn yeah. said, "I love raw edges, but the collection was too clean for that."
Mm. Yeah.
And see, the frumpiness is what I was gonna say is. The way that he pairs things is like a frumpy top with a frumpy pant underneath with a frumpy skirt on top or something.
He needs like a
and
style.
You gotta
like
be too super much. Stick thin.
You know, like just make a like a nice hard. A nice fitting pant to go with some of these tops or
most
whatever.
People that will look well in these outfits wouldn't want to buy them.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Exactly.
Yeah. I guess we're just going to move on to the winning collection. Yay. So as Dan let you guys know earlier, Anthony took home the cake tonight.
Cake,
his
cake,
look,
cake, cake.
His, or his collection was Audrey Hepburn lived long enough to be Rihanna.
Love that concept.
Free, free. Huh. I love that concept, but I think it was neither one.
Yeah,
right?
I agree with you totally. Yeah. Love the idea. Yeah.
It's like, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be Rihanna.
Like, I want to be Audrey Hepburn is Rihanna. Like, yeah. It's just like very like childlike.
No, that's cool. I like it.
But that's Anthony. He has a childlike imagination. Right?
No, but it was like Audrey Hepburn lived long enough to become Rihanna. Mm-hmm. So the thing I got was a progression. It was like a change. It was like right. from Audrey Hepburn, I
she
became
like
Rihanna.
She moves to Barbados, yeah. gets a tan, comes
yeah.
back.
Yeah. Yes. But you know what? He's very, very smart because he used a business tactic, which yes. he enticed them to believe that everything that was put out into the collection, it's marketable. He's mm-hmm. talking about Rihanna. He's talking about, you know, Audrey
well,
Hepburn.
They did
it's from
say
one generation to
that
another.
His collection was the most currently wearable.
Yeah. And then they were like, I see Rihanna in that. And look, and I'm
right.
like, but you never
they wouldn't have
seen
it if he hadn't
that.
Said that. Yes.
Yeah, he has yes. a way with words. Good for you.
And use his personality as well, because mm-hmm. I think that's what Zach Posen said at the end when they were deliberating. He put you want to buy it because it's his, because it's his personality. Like, you feel like when you put on an outfit by him that you're going to feel all the things that Anthony is. He's like fun and
right.
fresh and current and cool
and
funny and it's he's part of the brand.
Mm-hmm.
He's and I was like, oh, from a branding perspective, whereas someone like Stanley is more reserved. You're not buying into the personality.
Right.
I'm going to buy some of his things because it's Anthony.
Yeah.
His personality's in it.
Well, since this is the winning collection, let's look at a little details on all the outfits. First up, we have, I call it the garbage dress, which is a nice word for what I called it earlier. What do I call it?
The Monica Lewinsky dress.
Monica.
Yes!
There you go.
Yeah, and
on steroids. With sperm samarella. Yeah.
When I first saw it, I was like, I really don't like it. But then after the whole collection went around and they all came back together, I was like, well, I like it better than most of this one.
Oh.
It just got this garbage vibe to it that, I don't know. I think it's just like in the right mood you're in. Is it cool or is it not?
No.
Well, I think he did this dress two other times this season, you know, with the paint in the midsection. And he did it two times better than this one.
Yes.
So the other ones were looking like they were shaping the body and it was like intentional. And this
She's
just
a little heavy up in this like
yeah, it just doesn't,
rib area.
I'm not even looking at that. Big. I'm just looking at the like, I don't know. I'm just trying to think from a rational standpoint. Of like, it looks like someone just did massive jizz all over the dress.
Right.
I'm just looking, I'm thinking spermarella. Like, I can't look at anything else because I'm like, oh my God. It's like,
yeah.
That's oh my God, just, like, what the hell? Someone just jacked off on your dress. And what? Like how? I can't even move past it. How does everyone else not
it's
see
the,
that?
It's the color.
Yeah. I don't mind that whole print and the paint.
I don't think that's a print, but whatever.
I mean, not the print, but like the whole paint splatter.
Okay.
It's just. The shape of this is not.
No,
like,
but look at that white. Look at that
maybe
white.
We don't
like,
want him
color.
To use white anymore.
No,
yeah.
maybe that's our big problem.
It's like a throwback to that glue dress.
Yes. There should be a collection called Spamorella. You know, like.
Next up, we have got a very, very Toni Braxton family values.
Yeah.
Look.
Family values. Look.
What are y'all's thoughts
my
on this?
Heart.
Yes.
You just say yes.
That's yes, it. Keep going.
Is this the one that he was wanting to put those ostrich feathers in?
Yes.
I think
this
it
was.
This was
it, but then he thought it was going to be too much, which we didn't see any of those feathers on any of his gowns, did we?
No, I think he did the paint instead of the feathers.
Oh,
he makes the feathers.
I don't think we liked this skirt, right? But they liked the skirt. Zach Posen said that Rihanna would wear that.
I don't like how trashy it was. I was like, okay, whatever.
It is
very slinky.
The fact
that you can see her bra.
I think the shape of the top is interesting, though. It's it's cool, and
I agree with you there.
It's totally nude, though.
Right. And I think the fabric is trashy, too. So you have a trashy fabric on the top and trashy fabric on the bottom.
And this is the winner.
Yeah.
Well, let's look at the next look. The next look used that same fabric, but I think it looks
much better. Yeah. Yes.
And it is a total knockoff of Ken's look that he got sent home for. Those white pants.
Not total.
I know.
I think it's better. This is way better than Ken's
and the
look.
Bustier. Mm. No, it is better. It
he
is
had
better.
The little, like,
yeah, it's better, but
Miss America sash.
Yeah,
you know?
I had a little bit more going on.
The pants look like the exact pants, except the it's like stitched on the pleat instead of
But those
not.
Pants, it's not like those. It's not original, those pants. Like, many people have done those pants before, and I love
pants.
Them. Yeah, they're just pants, yeah. And I love the structure of them.
It's very ethereal,
and
that, like, satiny, like,
it's very pretty.
I love
the top
look
kind of like a maternity.
Yes!
Okay, I'm not
little
alone.
A little bit, yeah.
Yes!
They were like, this is so divine! And I'm like, yeah, for a maternity top.
This is one of the looks. I love two looks from him, and I love this look. The next look, I wrote down interesting, because I just
it reminds me of Kentaro.
I love this look.
The more I looked at it, I started liking it, and like that weird cutout.
I think,
like,
it was leather.
I think so.
Yeah,
it was so beautiful.
It took me a second to realize what I was looking at. But that asymmetrical, like, leather apron thing was really kind of, like,
awesome.
Cool.
It was genius. Yeah. This was my favorite.
You don't
favorite
seem like you
look.
Like it.
Do you know what? I was like, when I look at it from a, it's funny, if I squint and look at it, love. But the more I look into the details, it actually starts to look a bit messy when I start to really analyze it. But if I saw it from a distance, I would say, wow. But I like the aesthetic of the whole pixie cut. I like the overall vision, do you know what I mean, with the pixie cut and the way it's kind of styled. But from it, so from now, looking at it from a distance, I'm like, I love it. But as you look closer, it does look like, it looks messy. It looks very trashy. But from a distance, I think, wow. But when you analyze it a little further, I'm just like, it just doesn't make sense if you actually look at all the black on the bottom and the way that it's been
structured.
You're
trying to make sense out of Anthony?
Yeah.
All right.
I totally see Anthony in this. Like, we've seen a couple of dresses from him this season where he kind of has the twisty, asymmetrical, like, organic look, and I would definitely know this as Anthony's.
It's like a mini gown.
And then the straps.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I might would think it could be Fabio's.
No, I would.
I mean, more so Kentaro from
right.
From
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's because it's the structure of it.
Yeah.
But the more I looked at it, and as it walked past the runway, and it was just zoomed in, it was like all these little different elements that I couldn't appreciate before. So
I did think it was very interesting, and it kind of grew on me. Next up, we have a super boring look. I knew Alyssa would say this was her favorite thing that came down the runway, and she did.
You don't like a little black dress?
I forgot about this one. Yeah,
with that like 2003 like one shoulder.
What? I would wear this like every day.
Me too. I'd wear this.
Is this back in this shoulder
it's
strap?
Pretty.
The one shoulder.
Yeah, he can bring
it back
in.
I didn't know that was in.
Yeah, that back. I think was a killer for me. Oh, it's so good.
And he was so afraid. Okay. He was like, I don't know if they're going to get it, but I'm doing it.
I love the back.
I didn't get it.
I got the back. I got the back. I like the back.
I didn't get it. I was like, for me, this is like that pinkish dress that Stanley did. It was like, oh, I'm running out of time.
But you liked the pink dress.
I liked that he added that color,
but
I didn't like that so that was what he did with
okay,
it.
No, but it was beautiful. Less is more sometimes.
Well, let's move so up pretty. To another look I think we all kind of liked a little bit.
What?
Wait, no. Huh? Is there another one? We might be missing that other one.
No, these are
Oh, wait, no, yeah. Yeah, this look, maybe I just numbered them wrong and thought I liked it. But yeah, let's go back one more look. Yeah. No, I don't like this at all.
No.
I don't know. I think I mixed up 5 and 6. But yeah, this was just kind of like, I don't know. I didn't like that print. So
I don't like the print. I don't like the shape. I don't like anything about it.
I like that he finished the show with this dress because I feel like this was a statement piece to end it. But
well,
I feel
this
like
is
the
right
jumpsuit
before the last dress.
Oh, no. Yeah. Sorry. I'm talking about the last look. The jumpsuit, no. I didn't really care for it.
I'm in agreement with everything you guys just said. Actually, I don't have anything more to add. But I like the only thing that I actually liked is it was like, because I knew he had a dress coming that this kind of paid homage to the one that was coming. So I was kind of like, even though I don't like this, I'm like, I know
it's
the
like
grand finale is warming me up. So I like the story behind it.
I think
you let it
was
go.
Sorry?
You let it go then. You're like, oh.
I let it go because I'm like, I know the grand resistance. And then, yeah.
I think he was smart putting this, like, before the last piece to kind of, like, prep you and to make you like
that.
The last piece even more.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let's look into the last piece. It's a really cool cut, really stunning, you know, train on it. But a lot of us, including Michelle and Georgina and I, we could not get past that print.
I love the print. Love the print.
It's better from far away because it just looks like blue texture or something. But up close, I would never be like, yeah, this is an expensive dress.
Kind of muddled.
I love the print.
I don't love it, but I don't hate it.
I love really. The print. I thought it was very... That's the only thing I really liked is I thought we could do... I think... It needed to take a very specific design, and you needed to be very thoughtful with with how you designed this print. And I think that he almost bit off more than he could chew. Because the print is so interesting and intricate, you really need a designer for the print.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just see something in the print. I can see something that I've never seen before and something amazing, but it just, he didn't have enough time or didn't know how to use the print to his full advantage.
Actually, I think when we saw his... whatever preview look, it was basically this dress in that blue velvet mm-hmm. neoprene, and it was kind of terrible. Mm-hmm. So I actually think that because it's so simple and he's accentuating the shape of it, a print did work better for it.
I would have rather
not
him
this
saved
print,
that
but
dress.
The idea of using a print on a simple silhouette, I think is a good idea.
I agree with you, but I don't know what it is, but I just I think we just don't know what we think. All the designs, even us, we're normally always on the same page. But it's just like, because it is the grand finale, you think it's going to be the highest level we've seen yet.
Right.
But not necessarily. It's almost like I would rather all the designers having only designed 3 looks instead of 7.
And had more time.
And had more time, and then have those 3 looks, I think, being perfection. Because
I feel like there's a lot of filler.
Yeah.
Or maybe just give them, like, a week and let them go home.
Yeah. Or, like, they should have just kept the final 4, you know, Ken, too. And then spent more time as opposed to having a challenge to complete a collection.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, we were all kind of like, what is going on?
Well, then what he won?
What is going on?
All these surprise challenges made my headphones pop off and everything.
Just didn't even make sense.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we get to see all of his ladies lined up. They look like they all came from the same place, but I don't know that I want to go there.
Do you know what, though? When I look at the photos of all the collections like that, he actually does look like the most like a collection. Like, that, right. It all tells a story. Because when I look at those 3 photos, when you put them all together, I almost instantly go, he's the winner. But then as I look a little bit more, I wouldn't have named him the winner. Mm-hmm. But from a distance, when you look at all the 3 collections from a distance, and he's almost looks like the one that's got it.
I do think the first look is the most, like, how did she end up here?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a good look to start.
No, it wasn't. I think it would have been a better middle look.
Yeah.
Kind of blend in.
It just looks so dark. It's, like, basically black and white, and the blue is so dark.
I would
it
have started
like
with
black.
That solid white
right.
look,
yeah.
for sure.
Oh, yes.
Everyone liked that. There's nothing not to like about that. Well, Anthony, the big winner, won all the money.
100K, that's good.
All the good stuff gets, like...
Gets to work for Anne, you know, your favorite woman in the world.
She's like, you get to work for me now.
Yeah, Anne is definitely not on my top of the top.
What is it? Why don't you like Anne? I'm intermediate with her.
I feel like she's, like, just kind of like an Anne Taylor Loft kind of lady, and I just don't understand why she's supposed to be on the... like, the heartbeat of what Teen America wants.
I feel like she just comes off as very disingenuous.
I have no idea, like, if she were to design a collection, I would imagine Anne Taylor. Like, I don't know what she likes from her critiques and stuff. Like, I wouldn't have any idea.
It was interesting because I noticed, it was funny because obviously Anthony won, but I thought I think that she actually liked Stanley's the best.
I think she did too.
She said to Stanley, she's like, oh my God, she said something like, I love it. Wow, you've done so well. This is incredible. I'm so impressed.
Yeah.
Whereas with the others, it was congratulations. You know, you should be
they're
so proud.
There. Yeah.
But she didn't actually say, I love it.
Yeah. Mm. I think Stanley would have won if he'd have edited his stuff a little more.
Same.
I think taken off that veil, made sure that collar was like
Yeah, that
pinned down.
Poor Stanley. I wanted him to win. He deserved
it. So there was a little bit of puckering in the second dress I loved that was just a little bit.
After
I
they added
know.
Those ribbons, yeah.
Yeah, she didn't sew that very well, and that was her fault.
Can I say Terrence in our live chat says Zach and Anthony should go out on a date?
Yeah!
Yes! That would be interesting. That would be Could you really imagine? Weird.
No.
No, I was thinking, sorry, Zach and Stanley. No, that would not work. Zach and Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what? Actually, I've always wanted to, like, if Zach, if you're watching.
No.
Zach
cooks.
No, yes.
I don't think he's watching.
I don't think he's listening. No, but Zach is a cook as well. And like,
we know, yeah.
I'm like, Zach, can you cook for us 1 week?
That would be nice.
I know. I'm like so into that. I've always wanted to mention that he's also like a master chef.
Yeah.
Apparently he's just as good in the kitchen as he is in the design room. Mm. So please cook for us.
When we look at this show like years later, we will still think that Stanley's will hold like the test of time. It was very like
that red dress will stand the test of time.
Any time, you know, it could be the 80s, it could be the 90s, totally. It could be right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd go back farther than 80s, but
even the 40s, like no, that
yeah,
red dress.
The last look.
Yeah, the second look with that super short dress, something like something you'd like.
Yeah,
that was kind of swinging 60s.
I still like that red dress, and I don't know. I know it's simple, but I think that it could have set the tone.
Dress for less.
No.
This dress for less.
No, but I think I think that if that was the starting point of this collection, if that was the beginning, if that was the most simplistic, and it grew from that it could have been this really American Beauty story. Mm. Like if that was the first, if that was the starting point, that's where it began, and then it like
color.
A swan. No, but like
they just needed more time all together.
That's what it is.
And
yeah,
for them to get all their. Michelle, stuff
I think like you get what I'm saying. If that was the start, if that was like this is where
it's
we're
like,
going to begin,
believe
and then
me,
we're going
Michelle.
To no, and then we're going to get to the end. Like that was no, because we usually agree, but just see like.
Give it to him, Michelle.
Just give it to me. No, but just, where is that all, that America, like, that grace, that, like...
I get it, but just, like, it wasn't... I felt like it wasn't even styled. Like, it had nothing. There was no necklace, no... It was no
yeah, there
belt.
Wasn't
it was
nothing
literally
it,
just,
yeah.
like, the most basic dress you could, like, imagine.
Maybe if you had, like, a boot that went all the way up where you couldn't see a knee or something.
Just some tiny detail, even if it was, like the hem or, like, buttons or whatever. There's just, like,
gloves.
Literally nothing.
Little gloves.
You
yes.
know?
Yes.
Take it back to the 50s.
Well, yeah. We've all got some kind of feeling. How are things going in the chat? What are they saying? Do they have a? Do they think that Stanley was robbed? Do they think Fabio was robbed?
Clink,
they all love Anthony.
Clank Hammer says, and didn't seem to be on the same page as the judges. Taryn says Stanley collection wasn't cool enough. Mm-hmm. Meg said, and is a better judge than a mentor. And Olga says, okay. Anthony needs to buy Zach Pose and a bouquet of roses and a bottle of wine and thanks. Because a lot of people are saying on our live chat that it's because of Zach. Like,
oh, yeah. That. Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Anthony might have won.
He does pull a little bit of weight in the franchise.
But, I mean, I think they all worked really hard for... you know, ending to where they're at.
And I'm sure it was no fun for any of them to hear, like, the second Alyssa walks out, she's like, well, there was a moment when any of you could have won.
Yeah.
Then we just, like, flipped a coin.
Again, with why we, like, love Alyssa, because we had our moments of pros and cons with Alyssa, but see, at the end, you can tell she's like, I love you, Anthony. And she's genuinely crying.
Yeah.
That empathy. Yeah. And Georgina's crying as well. She's like, I'm so proud of you. And she actually is proud. Whereas I love Heidi, but Heidi's like, I'm so proud of you. Like, no, you're not. We love you, but you're not thinking about him a second. You're going home.
Oh, God.
But she really cares.
Mm-hmm. Alyssa and does care.
Alyssa does care.
We'll give her that.
But we don't care for her outfit.
Makes me feel.
Yeah.
All the feels.
All the feels. Yeah.
Feels, yes.
Well, before we go, we have a little bit of news that talks about the future
of
Project Runway and how it hangs in the balance. Mm-hmm. Maite, take it away.
Oh, Lord. All right, so A&E Networks terminated its Project Runway deal with Weinstein Co. And as many of you know, I hope, right, the whole scandal last year with Harvey Weinstein.
And A&E owns Lifetime.
Right. So A&E Television Networks, a company network, it's part of Lifetime, as you said. So now it's like under, it's, I guess because of this whole mess with Harvey Weinstein, it's prompted for them to say, hey, you know what, we're terminating your contract. It's pretty much up in the air. We don't know what's going to happen with Project Runway, so it's up for grabs.
Bravo.
And one interesting thing is they are not bound to show the seasons they've already filmed of All Stars, Project Runway, Project Runway Junior, mm-hmm. which we know for sure Project Runway Junior, there's already a one in the can, so who knows if we're going to get it. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping maybe Bravo will step
on
back
Netflix,
up and
Netflix.
Pull it back.
On Netflix.
But Netflix. Netflix would be great.
Netflix would be cool. Yeah, yeah. I get Netflix, yeah.
They just picked up Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, I want to be the Queer Eye.
I think if they do.
But they just held auditions, I feel like, for Project Runway, didn't they?
I know, and they're not bound. Yeah. They don't have to show those. They can just throw them away. And if I were a designer and I won that challenge...
I'd be so devastated. Yeah.
But you guys, you're just going to have to keep up with it, because... We're out of here. It's the end of our season. It's been so much fun every Thursday night with you guys. Don't cry, Maite. Instead of crying, save your tears and tell them where they can find you on the interwebs.
You guys can find me everywhere. I'm like, you guys can find me everywhere at MaiteCarrillo _.
And you can find me on the Instagram and all that at Dan Babic, all of that. And I just wanted to say, I feel like today was a really good conversation because we all had such different opinions.
It was so good.
So a great way to end it. And I love you guys so much.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Uberess, and my website is michelleuberess.com.
And you guys can find me at Michael X Shirley on Instagram, Twitter. Check out my upcoming clothing line. There's previews on Instagram, and it should launch in June. ilovemichaelshirley.com.
I want your Hollywood top. I saw the Hollywood top. I want that. I'm buying your Hollywood top.
It's some good stuff, you guys.
Yes. I want those.
All right, so keep watching us. Keep the conversation going. We're still going to be around just because the after show is over doesn't mean we don't exist anymore. We're still here. Follow, like, subscribe, iTunes, YouTube, all of it. So until next time, we will see you guys later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
From executive producers Maria Menounos...
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.